So riddle me this. You guys know I ain't no mathematician. I can barely help my son with his second grade math. It's a real travesty. But Michigan's new 24% wholesale marijuana tax that was designed to help fund road repairs is bringing in significantly less than what we expected it to. And why is that? Well, let's talk about it. Beth LeBlanc, the reporter at the Detroit News, joins us to talk about it. Beth, good morning. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why is it that we are seeing a 67% less gathering of this tax revenue from this new wholesale tax on marijuana than we expected?
Yeah, so in the first quarter of the year, the Treasury Department says they've collected about $34 million in wholesale tax on on marijuana wholesale. What they were supposed to collect is about $100 million because House Fiscal Agency analysis has said it should bring in about $420 million a year. So they're running far below projections for the first quarter at least. And it's anybody's guess why that's happening. Now, the industry will tell you that, and they've been warning since the start, that if you put this additional wholesale tax on marijuana, you're going to have people not wanting to buy the really high tax marijuana and going to illegal means to buy their marijuana. And so they're saying this is kind of proof positive that is happening. The state is saying it's a little too early to tell whether there's more illegal activity than there once was, but it's not really clear to me why this is happening. The other thing that we might be seeing, and some of the industry has been saying that to prepare for the wholesale tax, they made a lot of purchases beforehand, mm-hmm. So that those purchases, like, you know, from grower to processor to cultivator or what have you, so that they'll be exempt from the wholesale tax. So they might be running through that marijuana now. But what we can see, even from separate statistics out of the Cannabis Regulatory Agency, is that marijuana sales as a whole in the first quarter are down from 2024 and 2025. So it might be, you know, just a weird coincidence, or it might be what they're arguing, that this is proof that folks are going to illegal means instead of sticking with the legal market.
Yeah, and that was my question, is where are these people going? I have a hard time believing that they've just stopped. They've said, we're gonna be done here. So it does feel like they're going in different ways. What is the backup plan if this money doesn't end up showing up? And to your point, I think it's fair to say, well, they had a lot of upfront costs, and we may see a different number, a different percentage of that money coming in the next quarter, but that I don't think that provides any real hope that we're going to get to those numbers that we need to help fund the roads, for example.
Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely the thing that makes me think that's not the case is the fact that sales also across the board are down over the first quarter, not just this wholesale tax. But yeah. I mean, it's a very good question. Like, what happens? I would assume that we just have less money for roads, that, you know, there's only so many places that they can pull that money if they fall short in this marijuana tax. And it's a good question right now, especially as the legislature and the governor are negotiating next year's budget, which mm-hmm. will include a placeholder for that tax money to go toward roads. And if they are getting less revenue than they expected from that, it's going to be a real issue moving forward.
Well, and it's problematic for them, because we were talking to leaders up on Mackinac Island, for example, and they were touting kind of the bipartisan efforts that it took to get this road funding deal. It was the most lucrative road funding deal that we've had in Michigan's history. We have, I mean, year after year after year underfunded our roads, and we see it every single day. And so they were touting this kind of bipartisan work for getting this deal done, and it's still falling short.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of folks who are listening have to kind of understand how they make these predictions of how much it's going to bring in, right? There are fiscal agencies within the House and the Senate who are usually dead on, right? Like, they've been looking at tax revenue for for longer than I've been alive, and they understand how it's going to come in, and they're surprised by very little. But the thing about marijuana, and the thing even about gambling in Michigan, or you know, in sports betting or online gambling, which was legalized around the same time marijuana was, is that they were dealing with a whole new revenue stream. And it's a relatively new revenue stream. It's only been around for like 6 or 7 years. So they're trying to make predictions based on a revenue stream that they have relatively less experience with. So that's the problem with taxing these new things like online gambling or sports betting or marijuana, is that we don't have as much familiarity with this market and how it will react to something like a wholesale tax.
It's a great point, but it's also a revenue stream that's unpredictable. Because, you know, you know that when you go to fill up your gas, you're going to have to pay a certain percentage of that goes to the taxes. And that is baked in. What you don't know is how people are, or how frequently people are going on their apps and betting on a particular game, or how much they're betting on a particular game, or what their winnings are, or how many people are going to a marijuana dispensary to buy product. So to your point with the lagging sales and just the unpredictability, it's a completely different tax revenue stream for them, which seems like is why it's so difficult to nail down. It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and they probably could have, you know, if there wasn't it is just very, very difficult to nail down. And the other thing about this wholesale tax is it's not just based on consumption. It's based on the movement of that marijuana between, you know, cultivator, processor, grower. So that kind of tax is more difficult than just I'm paying a 6% sales tax when I check out. It definitely shows up on your receipt at the end, but it's more difficult to understand how this is all moving through the system.
Really interesting. Beth LeBlanc, thank you. We appreciate your coverage of this, and it's something we're going to continue to watch. Obviously, you know, we've got a lot of road repairs that need to be made here in the state of Michigan, and we're counting on this money. Thank you for your time this morning. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Coming up on the other side, the newest episode of Jamie's podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, is out. And we're going to give you a piece of that podcast. Jamie's doing well. I was texting with her yesterday. She's moved on to a more demanding type of chemo drug now. And she said she's tired, but she's feeling pretty good, which was good news. So we're going to hear from Jamie coming up next on her latest episode of her podcast. That's coming up on JR Morning.